You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. David Perry, the founder and CEO of David Perry & Associates, Inc., a strategic communications firm based in San Francisco, California, and Palm Springs, California, with international reach. Mr. Perry, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, ahoy, Eric. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. Great to have you out. So let's look at social media, as Facebook and abuse of social media is much in the news lately, of course. How has social media changed during your time as a communications pro, and how has it changed you and your work?
Well, you know, that's a great and very timely question. I remember when Barack Obama became president, I said Barack Obama became president because of Facebook, because he was the first presidential candidate to use social media to raise money and awareness. And, of course, I remember when Hillary Clinton announced for president, not this last time, but when she was running against Barack Obama for the Democratic nomination, she did her announcement press conference on YouTube, the first person to do that. And now we come to a time when a president, Donald Trump, has actually, I believe, been elected because of the influence of social media and actually the influence of what is fake news. So the last few weeks have been just higgledy-piggledy, crazy coverage of how social media has not lived up to its promise. Social media was supposed to be the promise of connecting people around the world around important issues, to actually increase the viability of news, to increase democracy. You know, we saw the potential for one day people voting online or using Facebook and other social media tools to increase our awareness. And in fact, what has happened is social media has become a tool for negative coverage, and instead of a tool for bringing people together, a tool for tearing people apart. I think that we will see this come to a time when social media lives up to its potential for becoming a democratizing agent. But right now, it's become an agent for chaos, and that makes the job of people like mine very difficult, because our job is to create dialogue, and right now social media is creating a lot of fog for that conversation.
And certainly some great points there and a good perspective as well. Tell us, how did you get into PR, and what is your philosophy of communications?
You know, well, it's interesting. I always say that it's all about relationships. My job is to create dialogue fearlessly. That's my tagline that I came up with 20 years ago. And by that, I mean anyone in my position who says, I can guarantee you coverage, or I can guarantee you sales, is either lying or incompetent or has a, how do I jokingly refer to it, a special relationship with someone in the media. The only thing that someone in my job can do is increase communication between a client and the media. And of course, nowadays, media is anyone with a smartphone, anyone with an Instagram account. The media has changed. It's like that old cartoon that probably you're too young to remember, Pogo, when he says, we have met the enemy and they are us. Well, what I teach in my media trainings is that we have met the media and it is us. So I got into PR as a writer. I wrote for national magazines, The Advocate in Washington. I wrote for The Times. I wrote for the San Francisco Examiner. I wrote for Omni Magazine. And I kind of backed into public relations because I believe that in the same way journalism is a sacred trust between readers or people who enjoy content that is truthful, that in the same way PR people and communications professionals also have a sacred trust. Our job is to tell the truth, to represent our clients. Of course, we want to be positive and enthusiastic about our clients, but ultimately we are the bridge between our clients and the media. And I think that PR people have gotten a bad reputation for being spinners of truth, for being marketers of false information. And I really push back against that. I consider a profession in communications and public relations to be just as important as a job in journalism. I think they're two sides of the same coin about helping people get truthful and accurate information.
Now, Mr. Perry, you have become well known for working abroad and managing a business remotely. How did that start, and what are the challenges and rewards?
I often say that my passion for travel started when I was sitting on the den with my mother in the early 1960s watching an old black and white film called Titanic with Clifton Webb and Barbara Stanwyck. Not the one from 1997, but a much earlier film. And I became entranced by ships and became an amateur maritime historian. So over the next few years, I read everything I could about ships and travel, and I knew one day that I would go around the world. So in 1997, I had what I like to call my early midlife crisis, and I took a job on board a ship, the Crystal Symphony, one of the world's great cruise liners. And for a year and a half, I worked my way around the world, editing the newspaper for passengers. And it sounds like an easy job, but it actually is a job that's 7 days a week. There are no weekends aboard a ship when you're a crewman. I was a junior officer. And I wrote the newspaper for the passengers and wrote about all the places we were going. And for that year and a half, I went to over 65 countries. And it showed me in those early days of email, in 1997 there was email, but it was very basic, that it was possible to combine my love of travel with my love of communication and building bridges, creating dialogue fearlessly between different cultures. So when I returned from my travels, I actually met my husband, and we married, and we started the business together, David Perry & Associates, Inc., which got incorporated in 2004. And over the last 5 years, we have been able to have clients in China, in Spain, in Italy, and also our base in the United States by being able to work remotely. And that's just the virtue of how technology has impacted our business. But besides it just being something that is fun, it has enriched our clients on all three of those continents that I just mentioned, the United States, North America, Europe, and Asia, because we're able to bring our travel experiences to the clients we represent around the world.
I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of working remotely as well and traveling, so we're certainly on the same page there today. We're joined by Mr. David Perry, founder and CEO of David Perry & Associates, Inc., a strategic communications firm based in San Francisco and Palm Springs with an international reach here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now tell us, what advice would you give someone starting out in public relations or communications?
Well, the first one sounds kind of silly, but I would say learn how to type. I always say that I have a career after 33 years in the business because my grandmother made me take typing at age 15. And of course, when I was 15, a typewriter didn't mean a keyboard on a computer. It meant a typewriter. And because I played piano since I was 5 years old, I'm very dexterous with the sort of tools you need to type. I'm used to inputting data without looking at my hand. So I type 120 or more words a minute. I've actually written news releases and stories in the dark on my keyboard, sometimes in flight, because I can type without looking at the keys. So I know it sounds silly, but I would say if there's someone out there that has an opportunity to take typing, since we're living in a world of producing content on behalf of our clients, take typing. The other thing which is available to everyone is don't underestimate the importance of relationship building. You have to understand that the communications profession and the public relations profession is not about shading the truth. It's about telling the truth and building relationships between your clients. I only work with clients I like and believe in. And because of that, I've had many friends who became clients, and I've had many clients who become friends. So I would just reiterate what I said at the beginning of this call, which is the most important thing is to build and foster relationships.
So true. No doubt there. Tell us, changing subjects here, what are your current projects? Anything you're working on that we should know about?
Well, thanks very much for asking. I wouldn't be doing my job as a PR person if I didn't do some plugs. This year, we are helping promote Rugby World Cup 7 in San Francisco, July 2021 and 22. It's the first ever international rugby competition held in the United States. It's going to be in San Francisco at AT&T Park, probably for baseball lovers. I think arguably the most beautiful baseball stadium in the United States, right there on San Francisco Bay. A home run goes plop right in the bay. But it's also the site for many other incredible events. And this year it's going to be the site for 3 days, Rugby World Cup Sevens. 28 countries participating, and it's going to be something that has not been seen in the United States. A lot of people know rugby as teams that have 24 players each. 14 players each. Rugby Sevens has half the players, seven people on each team, and a much shorter match, 14 minutes per match. So a lot of people call Rugby Sevens the sport for the millennial generation, i.e. the generation that doesn't have 24 minutes to sit and watch a match, but maybe 14 minutes will sit and watch. So we're promoting something that is not only going to be greatly loved by sports fans, for me, having 28 countries and 28 consuls general and people from all around the world be in San Francisco for this, that kind of feeds my international travel bug. And it's going to be an experience that hasn't seen its equal in San Francisco. We're also working on a number of projects with some cryptocurrency clients. I can't say the name of the client at the moment, but that is an interesting field, working with a client actually that is using cryptocurrency to raise money for nonprofits. And I think you're going to see more of that as we go forward. And I do my ongoing work with the City and County of San Francisco doing public safety projects like the upcoming Beta Breakers, the most fun road running race in the United States. And we will be working on a number of projects over the next few months to make sure that people know that San Francisco is truly the city that knows how, still one of the number one top travel destinations in the United States, actually in the world.
He has been to San Francisco many times, a marvelous, beautiful, and gorgeous place to visit and even live, I would say. In conclusion, before you go, any closing thoughts, takeaways, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share?
Well, you know, the one thing I would like to share, because I get asked it a good deal, is how do you work remotely? What is the physical way you do it? It's not just about having an internet connection and a good phone connection. You have to work where your clients are. So there are many times when I am traveling where I have to know where my clients are. It may be 6 o'clock in the evening in Spain, but that may not be the best time to make a client call in the United States because we're 9 hours ahead. So many times what I do is I will produce content, emails, news releases, information that I need to communicate to my client or others in my own time, but I don't send it to the client until it's the appropriate time in their time zone. For instance, just because I may be awake at a certain hour of the day and night, I don't want to send a news release or an email to a client that's going to hit their inbox at 2 a.m. That's going to irritate them. So I always say meet your client and meet the media that you're trying to pitch in their own time zone. So that's very important. I think you need to set boundaries. In the same way, between 5 p.m. and 9 a.m., 5 p.m. Friday and 9 a.m. on Mondays, I don't communicate with anyone unless I have to. I think everyone deserves time with their family, their loved ones. So I do my best to, in an age when digital media has made boundaries kind of, well, boundaryless, to set them. I think it's important to have a balance between family and work.
Well, Mr. Perry, thanks so much for joining us here today. Really good information and inspiring as well, especially for those that dream about working remotely and traveling and working on the go. Where can listeners get all the details on David Perry and Associates?
Thanks very much. They can go to www.davidperry.com. They can also follow me online on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at davidperrysf. And also for our most up-to-date client news, DPNA, as in David Perry and Associates, DPNA on Twitter.
Again, Mr. Perry, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best, and again, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Ahoy.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. David Perry, founder and CEO of David Perry and Associates, Inc., a strategic communications firm based in San Francisco and Palm Springs with an international reach. And for all the details, simply visit davidperry.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.